Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph, we have to learn two Taishvus on the previous Sugya. The Gemara at Kler the Shaila, if the Almona could be Goyve from the Lekuches, that she had sold the Karka from the Yisaimim to them. If she could be now be goyve back this karka from them, letzerech subosa, before she sold it, letzerech mezoineisel, this karka had a double shibud on it. It was meshubed tahor, letzerech mezoineisel, zoso meshubed, letzerech subosa. And now after she sold it, letzerech mezoineisel, so she wants to be goyve from the Lekuchas to get it back. The Shaila and the Gemara is she Chayev B'Achayis, or is she not Chayev B'Achayis? That was the Shaila of the Gemara. So the Gemara brought a Raya from a Baraisa. The Baraisa says as follows. It says, Meicheres V'Heileches, she's permitted to sell the Nichse Yisaimim Ad Kedei Ksuboso, but she leaves over a karka to be goyve the ksube. B'somachlo, and she relies on this karka Shetikva Ksuboso Min Hashar. So it seems that she can only be goyve the ksube from the Nichsei HaYisaimim, from the Nechosim that were already sold to Lekuches, she can't be Goyve the Ksubim. Let us see Taisvis. V'somach lo shetikva ksubosa min ha'shar. So Taisvis asks, v'im taima mainavke lo mino. What is the difference bein ma shahisa meicheres l'mzaynis, or bein ma shetimke l'ksube? It would seem that she has an alternative. She could sell everything for mzaynis, then she won't get a ksube. Or she can sell a chelik for mzaynis, and she gave a chelik for the ksube. And then Lemaisa, she won't be goyva all the mezainis. So what's the difference? She's zichel saibesai going to lose some way. Either she'll lose mezainis or she'll lose ksube. So my nafke lo mino bein ma shahoisa mecheres lo mezainis. What's the difference if she sold it for mezainis and she won't be able to goyva the ksube? Bein ma shetimke le ksube. So Taisva says nafke mine. There's a nafke mine. Shetuchel limker biyachad kedei ksuboso. If she's selling it letzeirech ksuboso, so she can sell the whole amount. That means if the ksuba is 200 zuz, so she can sell a kaka that's worth 200 zuz. Avala mezainis. If she's selling letzeirech mezainis, eine mecheres ala lashisha chadoshim. So first of all, she can only sell a bit at a time, number one. And number two, the payments also only trickle in. B'lekeich mefarnes achas l'shloishim yoim. He pays once every 30 days a sixth of the payments. So memele, it is more worthwhile for her to leave over to be goyve the ksubim. So she gets in a lump sum a larger amount of money. Ba'oit, another nafkemine, im niseis acha shemocha, if she got married after she sold it, is a lekeich leyitein, so that means, let's say, she sold a karke, letzerech mezeinisel, and the lekeich has to pay her in six installment plans, one a sixth every month. But now, after the first installment, let's say, she got married. Im niseis achas shemocha. Zalekech lo yitein kim achas lalamed yoim. So just give her one payment. And the rest of the payments, go to the Yesemim. And Veloituchal Ligvois Mehen Liksubit, and from the payments, she can't be given the payments what he owes for the karka that he purchased, she can't be given the ksuba from that to metalpon ninu. Mezainis ovdos. So that means if she sells everything from mezainis, it could come out that the karka that was sold from mezainis, she won't get too much benefit from it. She'll only get a partial payment. Mai somach losh mamino shaira ein loy shaira loy. So it says somach that she can only be given the ksuba from the Yesayimim, not from the Lekuchas. Because if she'll be given from the Lekuchas, she'll have to pay achayis to the Lekuchas, so she's not gaining anything. Rabbi Bachama wanted to say before Gabi, Reuven shemoch asoda l'shimin. Reuven sold asoda l'shimin sheloi ba'achayis. Now Shimon sold this back to Reuven Bachayis. Now the Balchayv of Reuven was Teiref the Karke from Reuven. So the Gemara says there that Fula Achayis the Navshalei Kobel Elave. That means that Reuven did not accept on himself to lose the Achayis the Navshi. In other words, that means Shimon has to pay Reuven the Achayis. So we see that there's no such svore of achayis to nafshe. That means you are mekabel achayis. So even though the karka was taken away from me because of my choiv, you still have to pay me for it. V'ha b'hach b'reis amrinig abeish achayis to nafshe miya kibla lo. Here we see klo, that she cannot be teiref from the lekuches. There we said that there is a svar to say Bechlal, he doesn't deserve to get paid achayis because he already got money. The kalk is only a payment of the chayiv. He's not losing anything if the kalk is being taken away from him. Mashenkin over here, she's not, if she can't be given from the lekuches, she's losing her ksuba. That over here, that means if she did not specify that she's selling it, then we assume that achayis the nafshe, she was mekabel, that since she's selling the kark to the lekuches, she was mekabel, that she will not be a cause to take away this kark from the lekuches. Apolosim shamoch aloi behedish leba achayis, Reuven sold the kark to Shimish leba achayis. She said, Klor, I'm not responsible for anything that will happen to this kark, for achayis the nafshe lekobel ilav. Now we're starting a new gemara. Iboyelu. Zovin, a person went and sold the karka. The purpose he sold the karka was he wanted to make an investment to purchase another karka to do business. And then, then it comes out that this whole business venture that motivated him to sell his karka fizzled out. Let us see Rashi. Zovin le'itzach le'izuzi. Mochal sadeh. Va'onu yoidim, we're aware that the reason he sold his soda, she'yachofetz likne soda pleini, he wanted to purchase a different soda. Oy pagamati a plainis, he wanted to purchase some schoire, bois and mois. That was the only reason he sold the kark. And then he sold the kark, vle itztach leizuzi. He doesn't need the money. Shechosr ben amoichim, the moichim, who had told him that they were interested in selling him the pagamati or the soda, they backed out. So now, he doesn't need the money. The only money was needed for this venture that he wanted to make, and now he doesn't need it. So can it be chayzer from the mekach, since the purpose of the mekach was only to be able to acquire money to purchase this new sada or the parkematia? That's the shal of the Gemara. Hodri zvini, can he be chayzer on the mekach? Eloi hodri zvini, or he can't be chayzer. It's sold. Toshma. Srimo brings a rai, dohu gavre de zoven aro le rapope. Ditzich le izuzi le mizban turi. A person sold karke to rapope, and the purpose that he sold this karke was because he needed money to purchase shvorim. Le soif le itzich le, later came out that the Baal HaShvorim decided not to sell him the Shvorim. So now he doesn't have Shvorim and he doesn't have Karka. So he came to Rav Poppe that he should give him back the Karka, give him back the money. Vahadri nele Rav Poppe l'arim. Rav Poppe gave him back the Karka. So we see clear that one could be Chayzer. So the Gemara says, from Rav Poppe one cannot bring a Raya l'aloche. The people of Nimishur Sadinu Dova that feel halachically, he's not mechuyev to give him back the money, but if Nimishur Sadin, it would be proper to give back the money. There's an eitzah for a Talmud Chochem to be noig lef Nimishur Sadin. So memele. So we don't have any raya from this maisa. Toshma, dahu b'tzeirose dahave b'nerdoi. There was a demand of food, or food became scarce. The price of food jumped up, and the prices were moiridik. It was very, very expensive. Zovninu kula alma la padnayu. So everyone sold their palaces. I mean, food zicher has a preference over any other thing. So they sold their palaces in order to have money to buy the food at the inflationary price. L'soif also chiti. Then, an abundance of chitim came. We'll see a transport of chitim came. And now, so the price all of a sudden went down. Now, the shaila was if they could be chayzer on the Mecca. Omalu Rav Nachman dinohu dahodri apavni lemarayu. So Rav Nachman paskin that the loch is that the apadne should return to the previous owners. So, now we see a rayetak at zadin hodri zvini. So the Gemara says, osam nami, from there there's also no raya. Just like from Rapopa there's no raya, from me there's also no raya. Because there was a different story. Zvini betoyis habit. The case of Nerdoi, the whole Mekach was Azvini Betois. The Goli Milse da Arbe Bikula Havikaima. We found out that in Emerson, Bishas, the price shot up of the Tvue, there was Lamaisa, a transport of Tvue in ships that was on its way to Nerdoi. Now, Lemaise, the transport got stuck. It could not go. The Nor was overflowing, so they had to take a different course. So they got, that's where they came a little late. But there was zicha, and there was no scarcity of chitim. No scarcity of tvur. So that means like this, that Bishas, when they sold that partner, if they would have known what the matzav is, they never would have sold it. So there's a Mekach Toys. Now let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. V'le'itzach le'izuzi she'chozru ben ha'moichin. B'tzeiroso yoyker habo b'shorim pisam. Suddenly the price jumped up. Zavinu lapadnayu liknes chite. So we see that they could be chayzer. That's what Rav Nachman Paskin. So the Gemara answers, the arbi be, it's not right from there, the arbi be kuli habi kaime. Shayidei shegodol hanar. The nar was overflowing, or utsuwa svinis laleches akalkalis. The svinis had to go or take a different course. The ilu yodu hamoichim kain. If they would have been aware that there are svinis with chitim in them, lahem moichim boteya. Obishas mechira havalutos. So that's called a mekach tois. They were unaware of the situation. They were under the impression that there was no tvuah to be gotten. So memela, that's why the price went up. And they were unaware that there is tvuah. They're just coming late because they had to take a different course. So that's called a mekach tois. Aval heiche de mechire lav betois avoy. But if the mechire was not betois, that means bishas mechire. Bishas mechire, there was a good reason to sell the apadne. Kigoin chosru behen moichi achitim lemach lache shemocho eilu boteye. There's a scarcity of tvuah. And the moichim had offered to sell them tvuah with a very expensive price. And then some of them also, for such expensive price, they realized would be unable to afford to purchase tvuah unless they'll sell the apartment. So they sold the apartment. And then later, the moichim decided, why are we meshugit to sell the tvuah? We'll keep it for ourselves. There's a scarcity of tvuah. So they decided later not to sell it. Now that's not called a mekach tois. B'shas the mekach, there was a legitimate reason to sell it. Now later, something was nischadish. Now it comes out that they don't need this money. Because the moichim are not interested in selling the chitim anymore. Oy, another case, shabo chitim imokim acher, shadayin le nekrum im koimo. Or, let's say, another source of chitim came, but this was non-existent b'shas the mekach. Later, a new transport of chitim came. So there could be loy hadri. So what is the Gemara saying? So the Gemara is saying that from Rav Nachman is no raya. Rav Nachman is speaking about a case of a zvini b'toy. But in the case with Nadas Vinibatos could be Rav Nachman holds Loi Hodri. Ihochi, so the Gemara says, Hainu Vadai, this is Rashi's Girse. If that's Hakibshat, so now we'll understand why Rami Bar Shmuel was Chaylik on Rav Nachman. Hainu vadei da oma le romi bashmula Rav Nachman, im kein nimtseis marshilon la osid lovet. So he told Rav Nachman, your psak is not a good psak. Well, let us see what Rashi says. Ihochi hainu vadei da oma le nimtseis marshilon. That means if you're going to paskin hodri zvini, which halachically you are right, the boy lizvune kasol come out nimtzeis marshilim the boy lizvune kalke lo yimtzu koinim. That means if that's going to be the psak, al koponim, people will learn that it's not kedai to purchase batim because they could end up by having to return the bias. So, yeah. Amalei, so Rav Nachman said, yes, them otol koyeme betzirus ashrichis. What? I mean, this was a maisa boided. I mean, this is a tog taglechazach, so people will be afraid the never to purchase kalkois from the doy. Amalei in betzirus ben the doy mishker shriche. Yeah, the tzak shrich. If you're bakanta na do, this is a daily matzev that, prices go up. So what's the raya? So now let us see Rashi. V'amalayim b'tzoros b'dadom mishkashich. V'chayshinen l'dul ma'osi arvi d'kayme b'kuli v'hodrezun. Now this is a toktag l'chazach. And people will be scared. That could be the reason the transport isn't coming in, because the transport got stuck taking another route. But al koponim, so this is very shriach. And if you paskin a hadri zvini, so people will stop purchasing karkois from the doy. So what's the rai? Shmami no taime mishumekach tois habi. So from this we see that's takib shat. The ibis, so memele, this is shriach, that the nor overflows and they take different routes and they come late. The ibis da also chitimi mokim korev. If you'll say the way the Gemara understood Friya this maise, that it's speaking about the Hodri, is not Alts Mekach Tois. No, there came later a new transport from someplace else. Oishabo la'elu levadom. The time of Mishum Zovin la'itzach la'izuzi. Havi midi de la'ishriachu. That's a midi de la'ishriach. B'leka mikshu. So, kochach, we have to say that because this anhoge of the ships could come later because of a change of course, this is shir. So Memelis, what is the Gemara saying? So the Gemara is proving that this maisa of Rav Nachman is no raya whatsoever that hodri zvini out our shayla. No, there zicha hodri zvini. Because it was Taka Mekach Tois. Then the Gemara says, but the Hilchis, so Chayr, even though we don't have a raya from Rav Nachman, Zavli Yitzchak Leizuzi, Hodri Zvini. But Lalocha we paskin, Hodri Zvini. Let us see Taisvis. Zavin Leitzchak Leizuzi, Hodri Zvini. So Taisha says, Uchigoin, we're speaking about Kigoin Shegilo Datoi Bishas Hamecha. And he sold it, he said, you know, the reason why I'm selling it is because I want to purchase Shvorim, etc. Domad Lisbon Turiko Zovinlu. So he said, that's why I'm selling it. The Shosak, if he kept quiet, but that was Taka's intentions, Havlu Dvom Shebeleiv. Then it's Dvom Shebeleiv. So it's speaking about that he mentioned Bishas the Mekach. Bechem Bepeg Beis the Kedushin, Gabi Hu Gavre de Zoven Nichsi Adai Telemesek Lara de Yisrael. Osam Nami, the Begoli Daite. It's speaking about he was Megaladas, so there's no Chesorim of Dvorim Shebeleit. But this alone is sufficient without making a Tanai. V'yeish Dvorim she'enoi moil bem Gilidas. But there are other inyonim that a Gilidas will not help. Ad she'yasne kigoin. Imho yamoicher malbushov adati lemeisek le'eretz Yisrael. He sold his malbushim. You know, he said, I'm so, why are you selling your malbushim? Because I intend to go to Eretz Yisrael. זהו דובו שאין רגילם למכר עדייתא דהוכי. אוסם ודאי איני מועיל גילידס. סודי הגילידס will not help. שאם לא יתאמה כן, if you won't say this, מאח שבין צורך לשום תנאי, אלא גילידס באומה. בכל מוקם בינן דומי זה תנאי בני גודו בני רובן, תנאי כופל. אלא ודאי גילידס במילסה שאין רגילס לסיס כן לאי מהני עד שיאסנה. Just want to finish the thesis, then we'll try to explain this a little. V'yesh dvorim, and there's other cases, that v'lo gilidas ain't tzorich. You don't even need a gilidas. K'goin shtar mavreches. Shtar mavreches, t'lel perkishe shenoflu. A shtar mavreches is speaking about that, that Arusa goes and is makne a kalke of hers to someone else, and the reason that she's making the akno, even though she didn't say anything, but the reason is that she wants, when she'll become a nesua, she shouldn't possess any karkois, that her husband shouldn't get any schusim in her kakois. So before the nesuin, she went and was makna everything to someone else. Now later, she got geget. So there the Gemara says, so now the person who's mekabel the matona saying, shkayach, but they have no interest in giving it back. There the Gemara says, you have to understand that's the only reason why she gave it, because at this matzav of getting married, she wanted it shouldn't be hers, but she never had intentions to give it lachalutim. We also have a similar case of who, without any gilidas whatsoever, the san yarei shaholach b'noi l'medinas hayom, b'shom ha-shemeis b'noi. His son went to Medinas hayom, and he heard that his son died. Va'omad v'chosav kol nechosav l'achera. So he just heard this. So he went and gave everything away to other people. V'achakach bobnoi, Rav Shimon Menashe, Yomer, ein matanos, ein matone, v'yedu shema yeyedei ashebnoi kayim, v'yho yekosav. So even though he didn't say anything whatsoever, but we understand that the reason all of a sudden he gave it away, we'll put two and two together. He didn't say anything. We heard the news and he gave away. So we can understand that that was the reason for the giving away. Now, let us try to understand, first of all, before Taisvis makes a chilek between Dabar HaRogel and Dabar Sheinei Rogel. What is pshat in the whole Gemara? A person went and he sold the karka. He said, no, the reason I'm selling the karka is because I have intentions to purchase shvor. Fine. It was Megalodas, that's the reason. Later, the moicher of the shvorim is choyza. Now, we can't say this is a mekach toys, because b'shas the mekach there was no toys. And we see even Lashna Gemara like that. Osem nami is no raya, zvini b'toys. But that's a zvini b'toys. But l'chere here, it's not a zvini b'toys, it's not a mekach toys. B'shas the mekach, this was something that was nischadish later. So I think Pshat and Taisvis is Rabbi Chanan and Kovit Shiurim and Kedushin Oislam Ates. There is explaining Taisvis. Taisvis speaks about an umdina. We have an ansadi. This is what he meant. So Rabbi Chanan says, Heicha deike greyes beloshen hatnai. He didn't say a proper tnai, and tnoyim, there's halachas, how a tnai should be made, hein koidim lelav. בזה אמרינן דאום דנאהבי כאילו היסנה בלושן המויל. That's what Rabbi Chanan says. That means that if I know that he really wants to make a tanai, that's what he wants. A person gives someone else an esrig, a menashe tachzireyu, but he doesn't speak out both stodim. If you don't give it back, I'm not giving it to you. But it's understood that that's what he means. The two stodim are understood. So memele, so it is not necessary to speak out the tanai with all its halachas, because I understand from the that that's what he meant. So it's ke'ilu hisne beloshen amoyel. The loshen of the balamoyer and mesechtes beye, daf yuda medalef bedafe harif, he says, sheze shegiloi boidaito, if there was a giloi das, that means he didn't say anything, but I can assume, if I understand this is the reason why he's selling the karka, so Izicha intends or would want to make a tnai. That's what he wants. I mean, he's selling the karka because he hopes to purchase with the money shvorim. So if he won't be able to be purchased, so the zikha anan sadi, he would want to make a tanai. So memela, if I know that he would want to make a tanai, so then it's not necessary to speak out the tanai. So the tanai, which is understood, believe, believe, kolodim, that's what he wants, so it's ki'ilu hisne beloshen amoyel. That is dafke, when I know clearly that that's his kavone. Now, let's see, the person is selling a karka, and he's saying, no, the reason I'm selling the karka is I want to go to Eretz Yisrael. So we understand, if he won't be able to go to Eretz Yisrael, something will be no, let's see, he doesn't want to sell the karka, so we make a tanai, kilu hisne. Now, a person does something which is not rogu. For example, he sold his begodim because he's going to Eretz Yisrael. Now, usually people go to Eretz Yisrael, take the begodim along. Now, he's selling the begodim, he says, no, I'm selling them because I'm going to Eretz Yisrael. So could be, this is a reason, but it's not the only reason, because people don't sell begodim when they go to Eretz Yisrael. So could be, he has another reason. Some say he wants to get rid of these begodim. Maybe this is an incentive. He's going to Eretz Yisrael, so now's a good time to sell the begodim. He wants the tzayvesai to buy a new wardrobe. So I don't have a hechach that if he won't go to Eretz Yisrael, he won't sell the begodim. Because going to Eretz Yisrael is not a dover arugel to sell begodim. It could be a sniff. I have incentive not to sell, but I should say, but if he won't go to Eretz Yisrael, he's not interested in selling the begodim. That is when you need dinei tnoim. He says dinei tnoim are needed when it is not muchach that if it won't be what he intends that it will be, so that he zicha doesn't want his chalais, doesn't want his kinyan. For example, let's say a person gives a get, a menashe titnili masayim zuz. Would like to have masayim zuz, but should I say that he needs money, so that's what he's giving the get? And then if he won't need money, so the get will be bottle. I mean, it's not muchach. He would like to have masayim zuz, but it's not muchach. If they won't give masayim zuz, it shouldn't be a get. He's giving a get. I want you to give me masayim zuz. But it's not muchach if she won't give masayim zuz that the get is not a get, unless he speaks out. There are certain things which we understand that Izicha wants, if it won't work out the way he thinks it'll work out, Izicha doesn't want it. That's ki'ilu hisnes. So I have hilchas tnoim, afilu they weren't said behedya. That pasuk is pshat in Tosfos. Let us see the bottom Tosfos. Yehochi hayne doma le'rami bar Shmuel Rav Nachman im keinim tzeis machshilam. Perish Rash. Yehochi, if that is the case, that the mice in the door was a mekach tois, hayne vadai. Now we can understand that he told them nimzeis machshil. Now we appreciate what Rami bar Shmuel was telling Rav Nachman. Omalei, and then Rav Nachman had asked them, Betzeres a Mishka Shchir, but he told them further, Betzeres was Mishka Shchir, V'chayish, so therefore we have to be afraid, Dilma Oster, Arvi Bakuli, V'adri Zvini, so this, Betzeres a Shchir, and this could occur, that the transports can be delayed, so the Mele, if you're gonna say the Mekach is bottle, you just destroyed the economy of Nadoi. The Duma Osi Avi Bekuli Vodri Zvini, the Ibe the Osumi Mokim Kori, but if the case was that the reason was Hodri Zvini because it was Takamusa the Loishriach, a shabol la'elu levadon, only certain people were able to get chitim, not everyone. So we say by these people, the time yishim dezovim le itzach le'izuzi hadrizvini milsa le'shchicho. This is a milsa le'shchich. The lack of mikshel, so there's no mikshel. So me'mela kocher, we have to say that this ma'isim was a milsa de shriche. This mice was a milsa de shriche. So mamelus al kochoch, it was the psak of Rav Nachman was because it was a mekach tois, because the transport got delayed. The other things are milsa de lo shriche. Because the perish said, the maye chochi, so what's the raya that's the story of Rav Nachman? That is also a reason that Adri Zvini. Umiu Kolshkein Hechedabi Bikuli, Kedemuchach Maitos Avi Mekach Toys Yoisa. Vimkein Chapikoma, the Nimzeis Machshilon Laoset, Helda Bacholin, and Adri Zvini, Kedeparshine. That means, Rav, Rami Bar Shmuel is asking him, Fakert, I mean, what is a muchach that this was the case? Could be the case was that Hadri Zvini Afilu, not a case of Mekach Tois. In the case of Mekach Tois, it's Zicha Hadri Zvini. So he said, so Lamaise, wherever there'll be a Sibbe to be Mavato the Mekach, you'll be Mavato the Mekach. So Mamele, the economy went down the drain. What's the raya that this was the case? If in all cases you're making the situation worse, so it could be. That's what he told them. Hilkach nirig my shapirish rashbam yehochi kushil. Not he's bringing a raya. Oyo domadai dodris vini davke mishum debi kulav kaimim. Wait, the person who was matre the raya, that says it's no raya from over here, because the bekule have a kind. It's hey, he come a bit to rosam, a dardo, a mishkar shriach. So it's a milsa de shriach. Hello, Isais, bit so to the arbi, bekule have a kind, a pshita de lo shriach. That means that this case alone is not a milsa de loish, is not a milsa de shchiach. That means if you'll say that all factors bring about a halacha of hodri, so then you're destroying the economy of Nardo. That was his kasha. He's asking on the person that was matche the raya. You said that it's only speaking about a case of arbe beikuli avikaim. That's what you're selling. So if that's the case, and only in that case, Rav Nachman Paskin Todri Zvini, so what is Rami Bashmul worried about? So this case is not a tog tegleche case. So al kochoch, you have to say, pumfaket, you're wrong. The case was a case of Hodri Zvini. So if I can't say told them, so in all cases, it's going to be Hodri Zvini, azach hezben, betzerte ishchiach. That's for sure. And if in all cases it'll be Hodri Zvini, so he just drowned the economy of Nadur. Bishlami Pashtini Mnei Zom Litzach Leizuzi Hodri Zvini Eine Vadi De Shchicha The Roi Pom Hoylem Batzot. This was a Shchich De Kezach for sure. That means some Emele, this Kezich give an incentive for people to sell because the price has jumped up. V'nich Enami Lefi Zod Epeskin in Hilchus Lefi Pshita Saboyim Fakelts, and it's not a Gemara Shlozo. Fakt, we poisoned the boy from Rav Nachman and Rami Bashmul. They're speaking about a case of Hodri Zvini. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Almone, bein mina Eirisen, bein mina Nisuyin, mecheresh sheloi bebezn. That an Almone, sai she's wants to be given the kalke for the ksube, that's mina erisen. Say she wants to be given mezoines, that's mina nesuin, is they made a kula mechere shaloi bebez. Rabbi Shimon Oima mina nesuin mechere shaloi bebez. If she's an almona mina nesuin, she wants to sell the kalke because she needs mezoines. So therefore, states that they were mekel, that she can't be mechuyev to go through all red tape till she'll get a psak from Bezin to sell the kalke. That means she'll be on the waiting line from all the dinteres that Bezin has. In the meantime, she'll be starving from hunger. So if the mechire is l'tzeirich mezeines, that is mechere shalei bebezin. Minairisin, but if by a mon minairisin, she doesn't have mezainis. The whole mechir is letzairich gvias ksubosa. And then lesimke ala bebezin. Mibnei she'ain lo mezainis. There it's not a mechir letzairich mezainis. There it's a mechir letzairich ksubosa, so that she's not different than any other balchoy that has to go through the ordeal of coming to Bezna. Choshein lo mezoinis leisimke lo bebezna. Zogt Rashi, bein min eirisin, she'ein lo mezoinis, umecheres lo ksube. Bein min esuim, she mechers lo mezoinis, mecheres lo bebezna. Not to Tana Kamals. Ab shimenoim amin an esuim, she mecheres lo mezoinis, Mecheres lo bebezin. Shev shlo liyis yeshevis amis ane ad she's vakakul lo bezin. She can't be fasting the whole time till she'll finally be eligible for appointment in bezin. Amineiris in shemichiros al luxuba le simke el lo bebezin. So even machloikis, Rab Shimon and the Tanakame, if le tzeirech mechiros ksuba they were meikul, that she could be Moicha Shalei Bebez. Zog to Gemara. Bishloi Memina Nesuyin. Bishum Mezoini. So we understand what the Svav the Tanakam is. That's a very Geshmaka Svore, that for the Tzorech Mezoinis we were Meikol, that she should not have to go to all the red tape. Elamina Eiris in my time. So Rashi says, "Omneiris in my time, loyet rachur abon alovi lebezn kachol shal meitziyeh ishtachoyv." What is she different than any other balchoyv? He owes her. They owe a ksuba. So fine. So what's the difference? He owes a ksuba. This one, you owe money. Why would they make her? Omar Ule Mishum Chine. Rashi says, Mishum Chine Shie Baleyem Lechein Beineyem. V'lo Yimnu Hanoshim Milinosei Lanoshim. That means that if they'll know that that when they'll be goyve the ksube, they won't have problems, so that that's a plus in the shidduch. So memele, so therefore they'll get married quicker. But if they'll be aware that you have to go through the ordeal of going through Bezdin, so memele, they're not interested in getting married, and what's going to be with the ksube? Emerson, the Rishonim, ask on Rashi, the Ritva, Taisus, and Gittin, I mean, why all of a sudden are we doig that women should want to marry the Anoshim? L'chay, we have a klal tav melmeisev tandum melmeisev almela. A woman wants more to get married than a man. All of a sudden, we are doig for the that the anoshim should be noisei chaim be'enei hanoshim. I thought perhaps we could say, we'll see the Rach Takalant, a different pshat, that we'll see in Tosfos, but perhaps we could say as follows. We have to understand a ksube is some sort of a security for an isha. First it shouldn't be called Bein of Legarsha, and that's the union of a ksube. It's number two, it's a security also. I mean, she's al kaponim after she's not married anymore. She has al kaponim ksube, a certain lump sum of money that she can exist on that money for al kaponim a certain amount of time. And it seems that is an essential, aksub is an essential factor in the issues that, let's say, so it's a kalbayin of legarsha. Now, lule de mistafine, perhaps a woman looks at this inyan of going to Bezdin, which is bachlal, not hotchunas hanefesh. We'll see later, especially this Bazishte Bebez. I mean, this whole Indian that, Kolkvude Basmelech Pnima, now she's gonna go to Bezdin with us. I mean, it's out of her whole Derech HaChaim. So, Dachsech Mir, like to her, it looks like an impossibility. Something that is, I'm not Rogel in this, and so it looks like a mountain. So, in her eyes, you can forget about the ksuba. The ksuba is, I'll go to Bezdin, I'll shlep sech, I have a lawyer. The whole thing looks like an impossibility to her. So it could be, so memele, so whatever they wanted to accomplish through a ksuba, be'enei hanoshim, it's no accomplishment, Kalbein of Legarsha. He'll still give me a get. Till I schlep out the ksuba from him, he'll give me a get. He knows that, so maybe could be that's the inyan that they wanted, that they should feel secure with a ksuba. Basically, efshem. So al kaponim des atakone. Des atakone, chazal made atakone. To ensure that women should feel secure with their schusei ksube, so they said that you can be goyve the ksube without going through all the red tape. Is mecheres batzma. Rabbi Yochanan Nama, that's what Ula said. Rabbi Yochanan Nama fishin odom reitze shetispaze ishtoi bebest. Rabbi Yochanan said, it's not a takon, it is a non-sadi. that when he was machayev himself aksuba, he doesn't want that his wife should go through difficulties and to go to her best. So therefore, in the his chayvus was that she should be able to be goyved the ksuba without difficulties. That's how he was mechayev himself. May be nayu. He could be nayu grusha. And nafkemin will be if he gives her a get. L'man da omar mishum chine, if it's a takone, l'man di omar mishum chine, if it is a takone, the chazal made a takone, l'tzoyach hanoshim, is grusha nami boichem. So grusha also we have to make a takone for her. L'man da omar mishum odom reitze, shetizbaze ishte bebezden, but if chat is that his chayvis was that she shouldn't have difficulties in being given the ksuba, grusha leichbus life. For that, he didn't, forever have to give her a get, so he's not interested in making things extra easy for her. What does Rashi say? Grusha nami boichain, takanta de mishmchine. They need a takone lezoyechain. Shrei takone schachomim. This is a takone lezoyechanoshim. It's not dependent on how much a husband likes her or not. Hilkach mali yahuve, mali sinua. So we have a chekire, according to the Tanakhama, that says that an arusa ke be goyva ksube is this mishum takonis chine, then it's a filo by a grusha. Or is out sheno the mreiches is past the ishti bebezden and it won't be by grush, only by amonet. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, grusha loy simker ala bebezden. Enough in the Mishnah that she should only sell bebezden. Mishnah mamando mafi sheno the mreiches is past the ishti bebezden. Grusha liich beslei. Elaman di yama mishum chine grusha nami boichein. Grusha also needs a takon of chein. So the Gemara answers, Hamoni Rab Shimon hi. It's going according to Rab Shimon. He says, this baraisa that says that, this baraisa that says a grusha cannot sell bebezden, speaking about mezainis. A grusha doesn't have mezainis. So memele, so that is going according to Rab Shimon. A grusha doesn't have mezainis, so memele. So that is why she can't sell the karken bezden, because the only one mesaken for mezainis, not for ksubit. So grusha is only for ksuba. Ksuba, they never want masak. I Rab Shimon, otoni le'reishim, and eiris and le'simka. So why did you need a new Mishnah to tell me a grusha min ha'nesuin? Le'simka, yeah, it says min eiris and le'simka. So the Gemara answers, "Mal de teima amonim and eiris nu de leid nofish chein dido." Aber grusha de nofish chein dido eima ti boi chein. Let us see Rashi. Rab Shimoni, the last lechine, the gabi amonim and eiris, and nami mishum, you're not goy, you're not mecheres, Shaloi bebezn, mishum duksu become a zavne. Omele simke ala bebezn. I said, that was the reason I'm on him in the erisin, is to be davke le simke ala bebezn, because aksube, there's only aksube involved. So the Gemara says, le nofish chen dido. It's very interesting pshat narash. Shloi hoysolo chibas biye. She never was married to him. There was never a nesuin. Lo yeira be'enei hanoshim im hutrach azu. He says this, the women can understand. That means that there never was a pesakir of das between them. So Mamela, if she'll need a tirche, that doesn't bother her. But if there was already a kir of das, there was nesuin already, then she'll feel very hurt if she'll have to go through the tirche of going through Bezdin. So I would think there are filu Rab Shimon holds at a grusha min a nesuin should be able to be moicha shalai bebez. Al tatakon av chino. Fregt the Gemara honami tanine. I know that min a nesuin also she can't be gave the ksubit. Says kol she'ein lo mezaynes. So the lashon of Rab Shimon the Mishnah is Shimon Eimer. Minas nisuim mecheres le bebezin. That's mezaynes. Meneirisin le simke. Samon meneirisin le simke. Ela bebezin. Nishein lo mezaynes. Then he says v'chol she'ein lo mezaynes le simke ela bebezin. So there's two bavas in the Mishnah. So the second bava v'chol she'ein lo mezaynes. Leisimke al bebezin is coming to tell us a grusha leisimke al bebezin. So we see klal that a grusha is not moicha shalei bebezin. So he said this already. Why do you need this third mission of a grusha? Suma says loy la asuyei megereshes ve'ena megereshes. No. The Mishnah is speaking about Megereshes Vein Megereshes, because Rab Zeira. Tama Rab Zeira Komokim Shem Megereshes Vein Megereshes, Baal Chai Vim Zein Yisrael. So Mamelem, that's the Chiddush of the Seif. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Anami tanina b'seifa de milsa de Rab Shimon lavlasu yigrush min a nesuin di mineirisin ashmin almone v'choshken grush. See, it's coming to tell us that even though it's a grush min a nesuin, there was chen already, there was chibis, I think there we were misakim. Smol says no. Megureshes ve'eino megureshes. No, the seif of our Mishnah is speaking about an arusa. That's Megereshes ve'ena Megereshes. Now we'll see there's a lot of problems. Well, let's just say Rashi. Mina Eresim. V'loy lashmin and loy simka l'ksubosa ela bebezin. Now it's not coming to tell us that she shouldn't sell the ksuba in bezin, though ma'almona shamina lo. If it says an almona mina Eresim is no takona of chine, so Mamela a Megereshes ve'ena Megereshes min ha'irisin zikhe no takon of chine legabi ksube. El agav ulche yashminam, he wants to tell us another thing. Megereshes ve'ena Megereshes. Kegoin zorak lo gita sofe korev lo yibushusaram. Is ein lo mezoynes min hayesoymim imeis. It's coming to tell us that she doesn't not give him mezoynes. Rab Shimon says that mezoynes is mecheres shaloi bebezn, but grusha ve'ena grusha min ha'erisin is not give him mezoynes. Ked Rab Zeir domar baylo chayiv mezoynes erbechayiv. Vashmina masnisin, the davke bechayo, mishum demulkebis, bishvilo ilinose. So then he owes her mezainis. Avalachemise loi, but when it comes lachemise, the dil megrusha havim. Vein lo mezainis, misfekelem afkinem omoinem. So, the Mishnah is telling us, according to Rab Shimon, that an arusa that's megereshes ve'ena megereshes L'achemiso, so she's not goyve mezainis. Now, kan sheil aben, there's a sheklecha problem over here, that masho is the kasha, and the rusa doesn't have mezainis. Amonim in the Eirisin is mecheres bebes. And Amonim in the Eirisin, she was an Amonim, so she only has a ksubit, she doesn't have mezainis. Even though an Amonim has mezainis, Amonim in the Eirisin doesn't have mezainis. Now what do we have over here? Now we have a grusha, a safik grusha min eres, noch besser. No, it's going to tell her she doesn't get mezainis. Shem is shemayim. And the rusha doesn't have mezainis. So the Maram Shif and the Haflon and the Beis Yaakov say that it's speaking about was a gozman. Was speaking about she's in a rusha after a gozman. Now after a gozman, she gets mezainis. Now, he gave her a get, a suffi get. Now, the shayla is, so now she's hanging in the luft. That means, it's a gias man. He's not marrying her, but Lidoch Gi says she can't get married either. So, memela, so the chiyuv mezoinis of a gos man remains. That means you're not marrying her, and she can't get married, so memele you have to continue giving her mezainis. Now, shteit amira de kechidish, which the achayinim amedaik from this Rashi. So let's speak about a goz man that he died. So then the din would be, and then they bring down a rat, he'd be mechuyev to continue giving her mezainis. The same would be mechuyev to give, that means a goz man already, it's chal already achiv mezainis. He'd be mechuyev to give him mezainis. So memela, here there was a goz man that was mechayev him to give mezainis afilu after the safek geirishin. So the Mishnah is coming to tell us, but that's him taka because she's meukiv machmosai. So because of you, I can't get married. So memela, and there was a goz man, she mechuyev to continue giving me mezainis. But the minute he dies, and now there's a sofik bechlal, maybe she's a grusha, and there's no mukim machmosam legabi the yisaimim. So we say, meitz mechaver olabarai. So that's the chiddush of Rab Shimon. So Rab Shimon is telling us in the Mishnah, megereshes, vein megereshes, and nafla min eirisen. Lacha goes man lemaise. She's mecheres ella bebezin because she doesn't have a schus mezainis. That is how Rashi learns. And the Maram Shiv explains the Loshna Gemara is very good. Lasuye mai, my love, lasuye. Grusha min an nesuin, because it can't be grusha min aerosin, because that's posh, she doesn't have mezainis. Loi lasu migrashim min aerosin. It's not the way you said it has to be grusha min an nesuin. No, it's because I mean aerosin and migrashis vaina migrashis. Amon min aerosin, who do I know, what's he tais with? Do I know fish chain dido? Avo grusha. Perish Rabbeinu Chananu. Now, the Rishonim speak out, the Ritva, Achsimitaisis and Gittin also, Rabbeinu Chananu had this kasha on Rashi, that Rashi learned that the gather of Chaim was that the women should want to marry the men, and then they had a kasha. What do you mean? There's no problem. That's no problem. Tabla Meisev Tanto. So it's the other way around. We want that the men should want to marry the women. So what's psha? Persha ben hananu, grusha nofish chen dido. The yeshlo taisvis. She has a taisvis. Vohoil ve yeshlo ligvois kol kach. Eime shetimker shaloi bebezin. That means that in order for her to be attractive, for someone to want to marry her, So money attracts. So it could be pshat is like this, that by an amona mina erison, all she hears is masayim zuz. That's not too much of an attraction. So mamela. So we want to make it more attractive. But she should akaponim the masayim zuz. She should be able. It shouldn't take 10 years till she'll get the masayim zuz. Masayim zuz b'chol is not too much of an attraction. So there, Rab Shimon holds that there's no takon avchina because it will make it or break it the masayim zuz. But a grusha min a nesuyin, so there already there's a taisvis. So now, this would attract that a person should want to marry the grusha because she has money. But if she'll have to go through all red tape, so that takes a while. We have to check out to see that the men should want to marry the women. Inami yesh leforish, shehi tzricho chen yoysa li nosei. Napshat, she hears something attractive, so let's make it work. She needs chen, she bezuya yoysa min almone. That means like this. An almone min a eris, some amela, she has everything going for her. She's a psula. They were happily married, Nebuchadnezzar's husband died. So Mamela, so we don't have to make her attractive that people should want to marry her. She has many factors that are l'tevosa. But a grusha min anisuyin has two strikes against her. Number one, she's a bula. Number two, she's a grusha, so it seems something must be wrong with her also. He gave her a get. So memela, so now we have to alkapon him, so we have to give people some sort of an incentive to want to marry her. So alkapon him, if she has money right away, not head checks, she has money to be gave, then that'll be kofsalo anoshim. That's the Bein Hachanan Olam Shad. Asui Megirashis Bein Megirashis, Perish HaKuntaris, the Gavur HaKamash Malon, that Rab Shimon is telling us in the Mishnah, the Megirashis Bein Megirashis, Ein Egoive Mezoinis Min HaYisayim. That's what's coming to tell us, that for Mezoinis Rab Shimon holds that, Mezainis Rab Shimon holds that is Mecher Shalai Bebezin, but the Megash Megash is not Kayv Mezainis. Zui Milsa the Pshita, the Misofik, Shem Megash is Gemura, I say to Mezainis when you say, what's the Chiddish of Rab Shimon? The Rab Shimon is telling us. Vestaitzach, that's a poshta to do. Nukach nir kepesh Rabbein Hachananu. Asi Megash is Vein Megash is. Oh, this Nan, Kol She'ein Lo Mezainis Loi Simker. Ho yesh lo mezaynis timke shaloi bebezn, but there's a dig. Ain lo mezaynis na. Ho yesh lo mezaynis timke shaloi bebezn, veiziz yomonim in ansui. That's the dig. Umar be megereshes, veinim megereshes. And now we're marbe. Ein lamazaynis, it doesn't have. Yes, lamazaynis, someone who so does have. Now he says, as coming to say, Hashem lamazaynis hasimka lebebezn. Yes, lamazaynis, how does not kosher lamazaynis simka? Yes, lamazaynis simka lebebezn. Basically, he's someone who is so. Well, marbe, and he comes to be marbe, megresh ben megresh, is that what? That she also gets mezainis, I think, from him, and from the husband, and she can be goyve shloi bebezen. Vein litmoy maika mashmon, imecher shloi bebezen. The muscle main, but he can the milsa, shmin the bas mezainis, from the husband. Could be this is also a chiddush. Really, this is not the true chiyuv mezoinis. She stuck. That's what gives a mezoinis. How could I fly tiknol rabbanim limka shalei bebezin? The sagi lo yisla filo bebezin is kamash malom. But since Lamaisi is mechuyev to give him a zaynus, whatever the cheshbon should be, they were mesakin that she could be goyev afilu shloi bebezin.